Anyway, I spoke about last week about the minhag of blowing shofar during the month of Elul, and we mentioned that the earliest source was from Pirkei de Reb Lezer, which is a midrashic work and says that the Chachamim established it after Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then there's a question when it was extended and what the different minhagim were. But I want to talk tonight about the minhag of saying L'David Hashem Ori, the Perek Chav Zayin and Tehillim, which we say during the month of Elul, and I think Sephardim do as well. I think in a lot of people's minds, the two minhagim are conflated together. They associate with David Hashem Ori so much with Tkiyat Shofar. They figure Tkiyat Shofar is such an old minhag. David Hashem Ori must be quite so old, but it really doesn't work out as well that way. Now, this is based on a lecture given by Professor Schneier Lyman at YU, and I have Sephardim here as well, but we'll go forward with this. So the earliest source where it's mentioned is a sefer called Shem Tov Katan that was published in 1706. So the minhag, it goes back like a little over 300 years, l'chora. Now, he says, I'll read some sections from it. He says, Helech ha-sod gadol, kol ha-omer mizmor seh min rosh chodesh elul adachar simcha Torah, v'afil gzira ha-ktuv al adam ha-shamayim yichol ha-batla. He says, whoever says this perek in Tehillim during the month of Elul, even if he's got a terrible decree against him in Shemayim, he can be mevatel it. He can undo it, nullify the decree. Umevatel milav kol gzirot ra'ot v'kashot. He can be mevatel all the terrible gzirot. V'yotze b'dimus zakai b'din. He'll be pardoned in din. That's what it says. And then it says, v'tzarich li zaher ma'od ma'od shi'omar za mizmor erev avoker dvar yom b'yomo. Person should be very careful to say this mizmor, the Perek in Tehillim, every morning and evening. He can rest assured to live out his life and be a rav lo, and things will be pleasant. He'll be able to subdue all the prosecuting forces, all the angels. So the reason that this sefer gives for saying the mizmor is, now, when I was in Yeshiva Katana, they always taught me, L'David Hashem Ori B'Rosh Hashanah B'Yeshiva Yom Kippur. That's what they always taught me. But this Sefer says it's based on the fact that it mentions 13 times, it mentions the Shem Hashem in the Mizmor, that corresponds to the 13 Yud Gimel Midot, the 13 Yud Gimel Midot of Rachamim. That's the earliest source. Now, some people have a minhag not to say this minhag, this thing. Let me just mention one other thing first. The Mate Ephraim in the 19th century, he gives a different reason. He quotes an Elif Lamate. He says, V'yisod ha-minhag al-pi ha-medrash shokher tov. He says, the reason for the minhag is based on the medrash shokher tov, Ori b'Rosh Hashanah v'yishiv yom ha-kippurim. He's my light on Rosh Hashanah and my salvation yom kippur. And then, b'acharkak, he's finim sukkot, who remes the sukkot. Then, this is not in the medrash, but he says that he shelters me in his sukkah, so remes the sukkahs, but in the Elif HaMagen, which is another commentary on the Mate Ephraim, he says in the Psik Terabda, mentions the remes for sukkot. Anyway, notwithstanding the foregoing, there was a tumult whether a person should or should not say L'David Hashem Ori. Now, the Sefer Nite Gabriel mentions, he says, U'minah kama gedolim shalola omro klal. As a minah of a number of gedolim, b'dafka, not to say L'David Hashem Ori. And in the footnotes, he says, he quotes the Masei Rav Ben Hage Agra, that the Gra would not say this parak until him. And he says, now he's got minhagim from different Hasidic Rebbeim, and we'll talk about this in a minute, why would not be. But one big force and sort of kind of like controversy with this is that an early source for this minhag is in the Sefer Chemdar Yamim. Chemdar Yamim was published in 1731, and in the Chemdar Yamim, it publishes some ketavim from Natan HaAzati, Nathan of Gaza, who was the aide-de-camp of Shabtai Tzvi. So Shabtai Tzvi had been long dead already at this point in time, but it created a lot of controversy, and people thought, like, this whole sefer is like treif, you know, because he had it there, and so they didn't want to say L'David Hashem Ori. They, you know, they were since this sefer says to say it, and it's got this Natan HaAzati mentioned in it, you know, so they didn't want to go forward with it. Now, there's another story about saying L'David Hashem Ori. And that's this is from the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh. Now Nezer HaKodesh is a Sefer with the Minhagim of Rupshitz, a group of, you know, a Hasidic group. So listen to what he says with this story, and you'll see how you've... And if you take the story at face value, it would mean the Minhag is even older. It would mean the Minhag is even older. He says here that the Reb Moshe David Strum from Turnow came to the Reb Shimon Mizelechov, the base medrash of Reb Aryeh Leibishman Sanz. In other words, when it was Moshe David Strum is relating that once Reb Shimon Mizelechov came to the base medrash of the Sanzer Rebbe, and he asked the Talmidim there, how come the Sanzer Rebbe says L'David Hashem Uri, he doesn't say L'David Hashem Uri, and in Shinova they say it. So, like, Shinova and Sanz are very closely connected. He says, how come here they don't say L'David Hashem Uri, and in Shinova they do say it? That's what he asked them. And he says, below him, Tinlet, he didn't wait for an answer, and he continued, I'm going to tell him a Master Shaya. I'm going to tell you exactly what took place. He says, once during the lifetime of Rebbe Eliyahu Baal Shem, like, they had different people, they would be Baal Shem, they would knew how to use the Shem Hashem. So like the Baal Shem Tov is the most famous one, but they're like, you know, he was Rebbe Eliyahu Baal Shem, and this is before the time of Baal Shem Tov. He says there was a gzeira, there was a decree that the leader of, presumably in Poland, he didn't have any children, and he asked the Jews to pray for him. And if not, he said, he's prepared to expel all the Jews from this locality. And Rebbe Eliyahu Baal Shem came and said to this paritz, this prince or king, whatever, that he'll have a son in 12 months, no problems, I'll take care of it. And the Baal Shem Tov related this whole, the Baal Shem Tov himself related this whole story to his Talmidim, and he said, don't think that this was easy for Rebbe Eliyahu Baal Shem to fulfill this. First, he went to the Tzad of Kedusha. He went, like, to work, like, you know, with sort of like the positive part, and it wasn't effective. And then he went to the Tzad of Tuma, the Sitra Achra, and it didn't work. In other words, like appearing to the Kochos of Tuma in the world. And then he went to the Sitra Achra Ba'atzmo. It sounds almost like a Faustian thing, making a deal with anyway. And the Baal Shem Tov said, can complete like this. He says, Maintenished as the Rebbe Eliyahu had bekriegen shitin pulsa denura, doesn't mean that Rebbe Eliyahu had to suffer like 60 fiery strikes, or that he had to learn lose his nefesh, ruach, and neshama. He says since he was moser nefesh for all of Klal Yisrael, so the decree was, he says, Hutman in Himmel gozer given, in the heavens they decreed, as menzulma valtel zayin sveit filos v'ser metakin given, that they're going to be mevatel two tefillos that he had established. That's the deal. They said because he went to the Koach HaTumah, he was moser nefesh for Klal Yisrael, but he went to the Koach HaTumah, we're going to mevatel two gzerot that he had. The echad hu l'David Hashem Uri. One decree was that, according to this, that he was the one who had established the David Hashem Uri. We're going to mevatel that. And then one is kegavna. As you know, like, kegavna is a section of Zohar, which I think a lot of, you know, Hasidim say on Friday night. So he says here, he says, so that up to here is where the Baal Shem Tov said. So Rav Shimon Mizelechov said, it's known that the Rebbe Elimelech didn't say Kigavna, and the Apta Rebbe didn't say the David Hashem Uri. So it means like this, that there was a decree against this Rebbe Eliyahu. According to this story, Rebbe Eliyahu was the one who was mentaking to say the David Hashem Uri, and he was mentaking to say Kigavna. But because he got involved with this Koach HaTumah, so the Mevatel his two Takanot. So in certain sections of the Hasidim, they don't say the David Hashem Uri to fulfill that Takana, and others don't say Kigavna. That's the way the story goes. Okay, anyway, now, let me just wrap it up with the David Hashem Uri, then you'll know. Hopefully you'll have everything you need to know. Now, first I just want to mention again that Sfardim also say the David Hashem Uri, and Rav Avadia says, we try to take care of everyone here, because Rav Avadia says, U'minhag yafeh lomar achar tefillat shacharim, Rosh Chodesh Elul, ala Hoshana Rabba, mizmor the David Hashem Uri v'yishi. And he says, Uri v'rosh shani yishi v'yom ha-kipurim, and he's finished to go. Now, Likutei Maharich, which brings down a lot of the minhagim among Ashkenazim, but it's good to know anyway. There are different minhagim when in the davening you say the David Hashem Uri. When during the davening do you say it? So a lot of us, I think what we're most familiar with here in Great Neck, is that we say at the end, like Barchi Nafshi and things like that, but he says, some places say it after the Tefillah Shemona Esrei, before the Chatzi Kaddish. In other words, at Shacharis, before you do the Chatzi Kaddish, you know, in other words, before you say Asher Yuval Tzion, you say L'dav Hashem Ori, and it's, he says it could be based on the fact that the Mizmor is Mechuvan to the Yud Gimel Midah Rachamim. So when do people say, not non-Hasidim, but when do more Hasidic people, or people who daven Nusach Sfard, they say the Yud Gimel Midah after the Shemona Esrei? So it makes sense that I want to say L'dav Hashem Ori, you know, in a place that I have those Yud Gimel Midah. And then he says also that some of the men like to say it on the day of Kriyas Torah when they open the Aron, they say the Dav Shem Ori, and it could be the Kavanah is the same idea, that you know that it's very apropos to have the Yud Midot when you open the Aron, and it's the time of Rachamim, that's like on Yantiv, that's when we say the Yud Gimel Midot of Rachamim. Alright, so I think you, I think we basically have covered the Dav Shem Ori. Any questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay. All right, we have 2 minutes till Shkia, but what?
Is there a minhag about saying it, Mincha and Maariv?
Yeah, there is, right. Some people, I think the minhag of Chabad is to say it at Mincha. And who else?
I think the Sechsvar, most Hasidim, they say
it. Also at Mincha, okay.
Because they don't want to say Pirkei Tehillim and Mikra at night.
Oh, okay, okay, sounds good. Any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, that's it. Rebbe Chanan ben Kashmir, Svach, Selfie, Chakrabah, Svach, 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 Sv